Fellow Truth Attack fans, this is David Allen Carmichael. Just got a call from Florida and got something else playing. Not really sure why or how, but Alex Jones is playing, I've been told, and not David Allen Carmichael standing in for Truth Attack. So we're going to continue broadcasting for you online, Liberty Works Radio Network. Callers, of course, the number here is 888-850-1872. And if this is just, and I'm putting this out on September 1st, so if this ever gets rebroadcast and it's in Florida, you say, well, I can hear you. Don't worry about it. This is September 1st, and if you're hearing this on some other date, that's what's going on right now. But I have to address my current audience and then play this later if need be. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the I'm going to find out what the president said. He said, and as I said just before the break, I got a sense here that he's really doing kind of I'm going to do a little critique. I can do that. We can critique the president's comments. This is not insulting the man. It's just part of the American way. I know this historic moment comes at a time of great uncertainty for many Americans. We have now been through nearly a decade of war. We have endured a long and painful recession. Well, by the way, guys, we have not endured it. It's still there. And it's still probably, I'll just say with regard to the recession, everybody's evading the depression statement. We still have not just banks going under. We have reports. It's almost like a war report where you have banks going under and you have, and by the way, banks going under is not this current president's fault, okay? It's not this current president's fault. It's actually not even the last president's fault. The fact that banks are going under is a huge systemic problem of what's been happening or not happening in American government. But I will just tell you right now, there's predictions of how many banks will continue to go under between now and here and the end of the year. Everybody's avoiding the depression. This, I stated again, at the end of 2007, going into the first part of 2008, I made statements saying, "How is it me? How come I'm the only one who notices that we're in the biggest global financial meltdown in history? I mean, really, what's going on here?" And at the time, the last quarter of 2007, it was manifesting. Nobody heard about it. Nobody heard about it until September of 2008, when lots of weird things went on. Well, let me just press on smartly. At sometimes in the midst of these storms in future, we are trying to build for our nation a future of lasting peace and long-term prosperity may seem beyond our reach. Well, this is a little bit of, in our American system, demagoguery, where the speech is going, I think, to the wrong people. And it is men-flight entertainment, and we forget the mission of government and, of course, specifically the President of the United States. But this milestone, he said, should serve as a reminder to all Americans that the future is ours to shape if we move forward with confidence and commitment. Now, the future is ours to shape. Part of the thing that we are dealing with in America and why the Truth Attack is very important is that we are getting drawn into this stupor where we're looking at there's a group of people that are trying to progress us into a global utopia in the age of Aquarius or something like that. And I'm being kind of flippant here. But what it is if we would get the government machine that we have instituted, that we have inherited, that's been passed down to us, the posterity of those who came before us, if we could get that government to and take that machinery and make it operate according to its design, our speeches from our presidents of the United States would be wholly different. It wouldn't be how we're going to shape and muster up this a new blessed utopia for our posterity, our prosperity, I'm sorry. What it would be is if we would make government work properly and those in it to be constrained according to limitations and not to just go from day to day with new and exciting, dangerous innovations. I will tell you, we would reap rewards. We would bear fruit. we would reap what we sow. What's happening is we're sowing of the wind, sowing to the wind, and we're reaping a whirlwind. From this desk, the president said 7.5 years ago, and this is kind of, I'm going, oh my goodness, he just slashed or slammed his predecessor. It's all his fault, not my fault. The other guy was bad, I'm good. From this is just my take. Okay, this is just, I might be too cynical, but I'm sitting here, this is just the effect it's having on me, and bless my heart, we pray for mercy on my soul. From this desk, 7.5 years ago, President Bush announced the beginning of military operations in Iraq. Much has changed since that night. A war to disarm a state became a fight against an insurgency. Terrorism and sectarian warfare threatened to tear Iraq apart. That's true. Now, he's not really necessarily telling, you know, why, what was the really the cause of all that. Thousands of Americans gave their lives. Tens of thousands have been wounded. Our relations abroad were strained, and unity at home was tested. These are rough waters encountered during the course of one of America's longest wars, yet there has been one constant amidst those shifting tides. At every turn, America's men and women in uniform has served with courage and resolve, and I will tell you, that is really an amazing testament. The people that go into the military, can I tell you, there's some I've met that are just plain corrupt and looking for a way to get employment. I will tell you, it's a vast minority. I was in the military. Vast minority. But the ones who are putting their lives on the line, let me tell you what, they have got some, I think, serve your neighbor, even at the point of risking your life perspective. Everyone that I've met that has actually gone overseas, and I encounter many of these people, that they are very much just an amazing. I think they're very sacrificial. Now, I hope when they come back that they don't just, you know, get back into the area of comfort. I think what we're going to have to do after those experiences is come to a place where we realize that there's other things that still need to be done with regard to preservation of freedom in a civil manner. Now, here's some good news. This was after a little bit, I mean, I kind of put to my own notes, did we lose the war? It was kind of like the tendency or the sense of the discussion was in a, oh, we lost the war. You know, it was almost like a funeral service. And maybe not so bad, but it was kind of a downer. The Americans now, it said some good news, who have served in Iraq completed every mission they were given. They defeated a regime that had terrorized its people. Together with Iraqis and coalition partners who made huge sacrifices of their own, our troops fought block by block to help Iraq seize a chance for a better future. They shifted tactics to protect the Iraqi people, trained Iraqi security forces, took out terrorist leaders. That's okay. Because of our troops and civilians and because of resilience of the Iraqi people, Iraq has the opportunity to embrace a new destiny, even though many challenges remain. Now, that was, I think, an important statement. And it wasn't, this is not something that this president can take credit for. Of course, I think there was continuing policies that were overseen. And certainly the current president could take credit for that. But it's a partnership with those who came before him. Now, whether or not I don't want to go into the details of whether it was all necessary. You would say, obviously, providentially, most likely, it was something that was intended to happen for many reasons. So tonight, I am announcing that American combat mission in Iraq has ended, the president said last night. Operation Iraqi Freedom is over. And the Iraqi people now have lead responsibility for the security of their country. Now, as I continue on here, we're going to see that, again, this is just an acclamation of something that was reported to us by the government with the oversight of this mixed government that we have instituted. That was essentially what the outcome would be. Once this war started, there was an intended outcome that they're going to report here has come to pass. This was my pledge to the American people. As a candidate for this office, last February, I announced a plan that would bring our combat brigades out of Iraq while redoubling our efforts to strengthen Iraq's security forces, support its government and people. Well, sounds to me that that's really what the plan was before. If I'm wrong, of course, somebody call it toll-free 888-850-1872. We've removed nearly 100,000 troops from Iraq. We have closed or transferred hundreds of bases to the Iraqis. Transferred those bases, and we have moved millions of pieces of equipment out of Iraq. that completes a mission. I'm going to go on and talk about this because I think part of this was, and I'm giving political commentary, part of this was a President Bush accomplishment, President Bush administration. Of course, many would argue that we wouldn't have had that accomplishment to be required had there not been certain behaviors. But again, there's a little bit of water under the bridge here. And sometimes you just got to deal with what you've got. And eventually, it's appointed man wants to die, then the judgment. It'll all be sorted out eventually. This completes a transition to Iraqi responsibility for their own security. U.S. troops pulled out of Iraq cities last summer. Iraqi forces moved into lead with considerable skill and commitment to their fellow citizens. Even as Iraq continues to suffer terrorist attacks, security incidents have been near the lowest on record since war began. Iraqi forces have taken the fight to al-Qaeda, removing much of its leadership in Iraqi-led operations. And again, I think that's really an accomplishment of the military. I mean, they're given their job and they do it well. I think that's essentially what it is. Okay, there's another good word here I want to say. If the president gives you a good word, I want to say it. He talked about the turnouts the election turnout was strong. And let's see, he says, this is what the president's saying. I thought this is really where we have to be careful in how we speak and to not have a president of the United States be presumptuous over his role and influence over other nations. Tonight, I encourage Iraqi's leaders to move forward with a sense of urgency to form an inclusive government that is just, representative, and accountable to the Iraqi people. But here's a good word. When that government is in place, there should be no doubt that Iraqi people will have a strong partner in the United States. Our combat mission is ending, but our commitment to Iraq's future is not. And I think that was an affirmative word that I think is appropriate, and I think the will of the people, even. Going forward, I got to just press on here on this radio show. Going forward, a transitional force of U.S. troops will remain in Iraq with a different mission. Now, what's being described here is, I think, kind of interesting. Advising and assisting Iraq security forces, supporting Iraqi troops in targeted counterterrorism missions, and protecting our civilians. Now, what's interesting here, you have not moved out of Iraq if they're still there for you. I mean, it's sort of let's look at this. Advising, assisting Iraqi forces, supporting Iraqi troops in targeted counterterrorism missions and protecting our civilians. So I am a little bit concerned that how are you really out? Is Iraq really autonomous? And really it's kind of a scary to say, but is it merely or have a tendency to be shaped in practice as a colony of the United States? So yes, you're hearing political talk here today on this truth attack. I don't know that anybody would scrutinize the text of the president's comments to the nation and supposedly to Congress and the nation yesterday on August 31st, 2010. We're going to come back here with a truth attack. I'm going to take a break and do a little more review. And again, I'm hoping to tomorrow get an interview with those who are taking on this issue of Montana's exercise of the Montana legislature's enactment of laws that would regulate particular things that have to this point had the fingers of the federal government in there, such as the manufacture of arms. So we're going to be back with a truth attack here. The number here is toll-free 888 today, 850-1872.